The Columbia Broadcasting System presents Mickey Rooney as Shorty Bell. From Hollywood, we bring you Shorty Bell, novel for the story of a young newspaper reporter in a big city, starring Mickey Rooney.
Love. That's one of the things all is fair in. The others are war and the newspaper game. When you look at it that way, and I do, the newspaper game is a cutthroat business, and the first rule is you got to be sure the throat you cut isn't your own. I learned that rule. Just like I seem to learn all the rules the hard way. From a blonde. I always had good luck with blondes, but this time I guess I pushed my luck too far.
You make up your mind, or what do you want for lunch here at the Shorty?
I don't know, Mike. How's the hamburger today?
That's terrible. You know I serve only the worst of food in the town.
Well, make it a plain hamburger.
Want a plain hamburger?
Nothing on it but a little relish.
A little relish.
Maybe some pickle.
Pickle.
A little mustard and chili, too, added.
Mustard and a chili.
And a small slice of onion.
Slice of... You want anything to drink with this plain hamburger?
a bottle of Whoopsicola. I guess that's all. No, wait. How's that banana cream pie? Is it fresh?
Well, I don't like to recommend it to a guy what to take such a good care of his stomach like you do. You see, it was baked over an hour ago.
Well, I'll have a slice for dessert. Say, you might tell me, where is everybody? This joint's empty.
That's the summertime, sir, boy. People's going on vacation.
They do?
Sure. So don't you get no vacation?
It's not up to me, Mike. Whether or not I get a vacation depends on one Al Benson.
Al Benson? Or who's he?
Al Benson. What's the matter? Don't you ever read the papers anymore?
What do you think? I'm a craze. I figure if something important happens, the people are going to tell me. And if it ain't important enough for people to talk about, I should have worried.
Well, you see, about 10 days ago, this Al Benson held up a gas station. I wrote 4 lines about it, which turned up on page 38 among the bunion ads.
Big story, eh?
Oh, yeah, this was enormous. And then a few days later, this Benson cleaned another gas station and fractured the attendant's skull. I wrote 2 paragraphs, which turned up on page 4 at the time. And this makes me a specialist on Al Benson all of a sudden. So that yesterday, when I'm about to start my vacation and Benson kills a policeman, Robot assigns me to the story and my vacation's off till the police take him out of circulation. Oh, I hope he chokes.
Benson?
Him too. Well, well. Goes to show you if you... What was that? Oh, the backfire. Fools me every time. Just goes to show you that you never know what... Hey, that's not backfire! Holy cow!
What is it?
There! Up on the roof! Out of my way, will you, Mike? Mike, I'm taking out a nickel.
Hey, he's trying to come down the fire escape. Someone's going to put out the candy. Cops is climbing up on the fire escape. He's going to back up on the roof.
Hello, news. Hey, give me the city desk, quick. City desk, this is Shorty Bell. Cops and robbers at 3rd and Broadway. Gunplay. 3rd and Broadway, right. Mike, out of my way and cancel that order.
Be careful, Shorty. Be careful.
Hey, you. Wait a second.
Hey, let me go. I'm from the news.
I don't care where you're from. You're trying to get killed. Get in that door.
But I have to
go. Go on, get in there. I don't want you to get killed on my beat. You want to cover this? Cover it from the roof, but get away from here.
Oh, wait a minute.
Go on, do like I tell
you. All right. Don't push. I'm going.
Hey, wait a second.
Out of my way, sister.
Just a second. Hold on a minute, will you?
Is the way getting on the roof? Is there a trap door up there?
Save yourself the climb, Rubberneck. I just came from the roof.
Huh?
There's nothing more to see from the roof.
Nothing more to see from the
roof. Ladies, step aside, kid.
Say, get inside.
Not kidding. Duck down the fire, kid.
Wait.
Hey, kid, listen to me.
Huh?
You want to make yourself a $5 bill?
Look, I...
All right, $10. Just pay attention to what I say. I'm a newspaper photographer. See, here's my camera.
Well,
I work for the Record. That's a newspaper. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand
take
it, but
this roll of film. Go on, take it.
You
take it to the Record.
Listen to me.
Shut up and pay attention. Grab a cab. Just tell the driver to take you to the Record. He's bound to know where it is.
Yeah.
When you get there, go up to the 3rd floor. That's the 3rd. Ask for the city editor. His name is Cavanaugh.
Cavanaugh.
Give him this film pack and tell him I said to give you $10.
Just stop for just a minute, sister.
Tell him
I'd
Winnie
like...
Lane sent you. Winnie Lane, that's me. Tell him this is complete coverage of the gunfight between the police and Al Benson.
This
Remember
is a...
that name, Al Benson, the man who held up the post office yesterday and killed a policeman.
You mean these
don't stories? Ask questions. Tell him it's an exclusive. I was the only photographer here. We've scored a beat on the whole town. Now, can you remember all that?
Lady, I'll never forget it.
Tell him I'm staying here to cover the rest of it, if any. Now hurry, run.
I'm running.
Oh, and thank you.
Not at all. Thank you.
These are what, Mr. Bell?
Exclusive pictures of the gun battle between the police and Al Benson.
Well, I'll see you in 2 weeks, Mr. Robot. Where are you going?
Huh? On my vacation.
Did the police take Benson into custody after this gun battle?
No, he got away, but that doesn't...
I said you might take your vacation after Benson was captured.
But look, Chief, here's the biggest beat the news has ever had.
Mr. Bell, where did you get these pictures?
A record photographer, a girl named Winnie Lane, gave them to me.
Gave them to you?
She didn't know I was a reporter. She promised me a 10-spot to deliver them to the record. Is that a laugh?
Mr. Bell, do you mean to say you took these films under what is practically false pretense and instead of bringing them to the record, brought them here to the news?
Why, sure, Chief. That's what I'm supposed
to do. You realize, Mr. Bell, that Winnie Lane's luck, being on hand with a camera when a big story breaks, comes just once in a lifetime, if at all.
Yeah, I realized it, but
I... You never heard of the word ethics, Mr. Bell? Ethics, morality, the golden rule.
Have you ever heard of the word vacation?
Mr. Bell, I want you to fulfill your obligation to Winnie Lane. I want you to take these films to the record.
You do?
Yes. Just as soon as we're finished with them and our extras are out in the street.
In just a moment, Mickey Rooney will return in the second act of Shorty Bell.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is a great tradition in show business. A tradition that the star lends a helping hand to promising new performers who might not succeed without that one lucky break. An opportunity to display their talent to the right people at the right time. To encourage youthful talent to give them that opportunity they seek, Mickey Rooney has a word or two to say at the closing of our show tonight. So be sure to stay tuned.
And now back to Shorty Bell, starring Mickey Rooney.
When I borrowed some exclusive pictures shot by Winnie Lane of the record and brought them to my boss instead of hers, I thought I had my vacation cinched. As usual, I was wrong. Not only I didn't get my vacation, but I had to return the film's now worth buttons to old man Cavanaugh, city editor of the record, a man reputed to devour his young.
Where is he then? If you gave him the film and told him to come here to the record, where is he?
I don't know, Mr. Cavanaugh. I gave him explicit instructions. I told him to bring them to you.
Well, he should have been here over an hour ago in time for the bulldog. Are you sure you're not dreaming the whole
no,
thing?
Sir.
Why didn't you come?
Excuse me, are you the city editor of the record?
Thank heaven you made
this
it.
This is the kid. How'd you come? By way of Mexico? Where's the film?
Huh?
Goldie, stop Fred. Where's the film?
Oh, here you are. Here.
Yeah, they better be good shots.
Oh, they are. They're swell shots, and they made a beautiful layout for the front page of the news. See?
The news?
Yeah.
Why did you take them to the news?
Well, I happen to be one of their reporters, Shorty Bell.
Why, you little heel.
Goldie, roll him. You heard me, Roland.
I hope I haven't caused you too much inconvenience.
Get out. Get out of here before
Ed, I'm going. Don't worry.
For you, my dear Miss Lane.
Oh, them golden slippers. Oh, them golden. Hey! Hey, wait a minute. I'm going down too here. Wait a minute. This elevator service and this trap. Hello, Miss Lane. I said hello.
What? Oh, it's you.
Sure. Who else? You sick or something? You feel all right?
Oh, swell. Just swell.
Atta girl, that's the way to take it. Look, honey, I feel as though I owe you something, and I know a swell place. It's called Mike's. Have you ever been there?
No, never.
Well, wouldn't you like to go down there with me? Huh? We can cut up a few touches or something like that. How does it sound? Would you mind?
Mind?
Yeah.
What's there to mind?
Hey, Mike, will you take our order?
Just 1 minute, Mr. Shorty.
Miss Lane, do you know you haven't said a word to me all the way down here? Lane, look, remember me?
I've been trying not to.
Mad at me?
After all we've meant to each other? Oh, how could I be?
All right, the sport is Shorty, what's it going to be?
What do you have, Lane?
I don't drink.
Nothing at all?
No.
Mike, give me coffee, just coffee.
Warm the coffee. You're going to get a rich today.
Lane, you're mad at me, aren't you? I didn't bring you here to rub it in or crow over you or anything like
that. Anything you do now, Bell, would be an anticlimax.
You're mad, all right. Look, the news gave me a bonus for bringing in those pictures. $50. It really belongs to you. I guess. Here, take it.
Put it back in your pocket.
Now, don't be silly.
I'm not being silly. What you taught me today is worth $50. Easy. Keep it. You earned it.
Lane, your attitude is all wrong. I thought by now you'd see the whole thing for what it is, a big laugh. There's nothing wrong about what I did this afternoon, you know. That's the newspaper game.
No, it's not a game. It can't be. Games have rules. There are certain things you don't do in games. At least, That's what I thought before today. But I leave it to you. How is a gal from the Corn Belt to know otherwise?
You're making too big a thing
out of it. I'm not making anything out of it.
Today it was my turn, all right, to score a beat on you. Maybe tomorrow it'll be your turn.
I doubt it.
It happens all the time. Sure it will.
I doubt it.
I tell you, it happens all the
time. It won't happen this time. I've just been fired.
You've been fired?
Yes, fired. Hired and fired within 24 hours. A great career. While it lasted.
Oh, gee.
Yes, oh, gee. You dream since pigtails of a job on a big-town paper. You work for a photographer all through college to get the know-how. You spend weeks pestering the life out of art departments. They finally hand you a press card, and like that, you get shots that other photographers would give their eye teeth to get. And what does it all boil down to? A little jerk shaking his head and saying, oh, gee. Mike!
All right, lady.
Look, Lane, really, I'm sorry. That's a tough break. Change your mind and take this 50, honey.
You're real very sorry?
Honestly, I do. I feel
sorry. Well, you'll have to get over it by yourself, then. I'm not selling heart bombs for $50 a jar today. Mike!
All right. Hold on to your shirt.
Well, I don't feel sorry for what I did. I'd do it again. But I feel sorry for the way it hit you. Wait, look. Look, honey, I just thought of something. Listen, I bet I can get you a job on the news.
Drop it. Drop the whole thing.
No, I mean it. Your shots of Benson were great. I know I can get Mr. Robart to give you a job on my paper. What? Honey, he's got a heart as big as all outdoors.
I wouldn't work on the same sheet with you if it was the only...
coffee, Shorty.
Huh?
You calling me, lady?
Yes, I've changed my mind. I want some rye.
Yes, miss. How many slices do you want?
No, I mean I want a drink. What do you call it when it's two drinks in one glass?
A double?
That's it. Bring me a double. And see what the boys in the back room will have.
Good morning, Mr. Robart.
You have exactly 2 minutes.
I had a talk with Winnie Lane yesterday, the gal whose pictures I snitched.
I'd rather you put these shy little confidences in your diary, Mr. Bell. I'm quite busy.
Old man Cavanaugh fired her.
Old man Robart would have done the same.
She's a good kid.
Irrelevant.
Just happened to make a mistake.
Immaterial.
And they were good shots. Look, I was just wondering whether you could give her a job up here with us.
Here? On my sheet?
Why not?
Mr. Bell, our tight little organization has no openings for knuckleheads.
Isn't there some way
we... No, there is not. That's final.
I feel a little bit like a heel. I think I did the right thing with a film. I mean, bringing it here to you.
Anytime you fetch me an item that increases circulation and brings roses to the cheeks of the boys in the business department, you are doing the right thing. Should you ever stumble upon such an item and fail to bring it in... Well, sure, I need not complete the thought.
Isn't there anything you can do for her, Chief? She does a good turn for us in a way. And...
Well, let me see. She's a photographer. Does she have nice legs?
Well, of course, I never looked, but I think I overheard someone say she has.
Mm-hmm. Have a talk with our amusement editor. Tell him I said to let his weight be felt by some nightclub manager who might need a pretty girl to take pictures of the suckers.
Nightclub? But this girl is a news photographer.
Your 2 minutes are up, Mr. Bell. Good morning.
Just a second.
Oh, it's you.
Good evening.
Who brought me home this morning?
Yeah. But your landlady poured you into bed. May I come in?
Why not?
Hmm. It's a nice place you have here.
Yeah, I rented it with an eye toward pleasing you.
How do you feel? Anybody ever tell you have a hollow leg? I don't think I ever saw anyone drink so many double ryes. And double ryes.
That must have been two other people. Here. I found this in my purse.
Hmm?
I thought I told you I didn't like your $50.
Well, you can't blame me for trying.
Sure I can. Who are you to make up the rules?
Oh, swell, you're in a great mood.
I never drank before in my life, and I never will again. There's the door, goodbye.
Hold on, wait a minute, hold on, not so fast. What are you going to do now that you're no longer working for the record?
Oh, retire to my estate and breed peacocks, of course.
Well, have you tried any of the other papers?
All of them, including yours. You know, the one where you have so much influence.
Did you get anything?
Two pitying glances and three horse laughs. I'm quite famous for someone who arrived in town only 3 days ago. Thank you, Shorty Bill.
I'd do it again. How do you like that?
You know, I believe you would.
Yes, I would, like a shot. Winnie, can't you get it through your head, honey? All's fair in love, war, and the newspaper business.
Now, there's a trenchant phrase. Did you coin it yourself?
I didn't come here to fight with you. Honest, I didn't. Can't we just talk? Tell me. Have you any plans? Will you try out-of-town papers or...
Oh, what would be the use? All you newspaper guys know each other, and a funny story travels fast. My name is probably known by now in every city room from Azusa to Albany. I'm finished in the newspaper business, and I know it. Back to the Corn Belt for me. I got a job with some photographer. Hold the birdie for kiddies to goggle at while he snaps their pictures.
Why not stay here?
There's a sometime thing called money. All I own are my clothes, my camera, and my jalopy.
I know of a job if you want it. That is not a newspaper job.
Still mousing around for heart bomb, huh?
It wasn't my idea. My boss thought of it, Mr. Robard. Really, he has got a heart as big as all of the outdoors. And it isn't heart bomb either. The job would come from the news and not from me.
What sort of a job?
Taking pictures in a nightclub.
Are you out of your mind?
I know.
Do you take pictures in a nightclub with a fixed shutter, flat flash lighting, and glossy single weight prints? Do you realize I won honorable mention at the 6th annual Midland Photography Salon in Chicago last year?
Is that a fact? Oh, well, what was the picture?
I called it Tall Corn at Sunset.
Tall Corn at Sunset? Mm. Shot from a low angle with the corn tassel silhouetted against the sun and the clouds piling up toward the horizon?
Yes. Did you see it?
No.
Well, I used a super mercury reflex with a Rajah lens at f/16 with a number 2 filter.
No.
Yes. Oh, it was quite a difficult shot.
Oh.
50th of a second, but the problem was to bring out the foreground detail against the strong backlight.
Yes. I can see that would be quite a problem. Mm.
But I compensated in the darkroom by dodging.
Coward, huh?
Well, I developed with Stanwix 43Q for 3.5
minutes. Not Stanwix.
Yes. Well, I brought out the details slowly. It took 8 tries before I got the results that I wanted. On triple weight Florentine mass paper in sepia tones.
It must have been just sensational.
Well, it won honorable mention. And you want me to shoot pictures in a nightclub?
Well, you could work freelance in your spare time, shoot tall skyscrapers in the sunset. Maybe get another exclusive on something even bigger. I'd tip you off if I heard of anything. Something about that Benson thing, for instance. I'm liable to pay off on that story any day now, any hour. Honey, leave town and you're finished. Stay here and you might get your chance.
Yeah, I never thought of that. Yeah, if we work together, you and I might get a chance at that, mightn't I?
Look, Ralph, he's smiling.
I just thought of something very funny.
Well, let me in on it.
Mm-hmm. Someday, maybe. I hope you'll enjoy it as much as I will.
Anybody alive in this hotel? Hey, front.
Where's banging that bell? I'm trying to sleep.
Wake up, will you? I want my key.
Oh, it's you, Shorty. Hmm. Say, you know, I was just having the doggonedest dream.
Yeah.
I found myself face to face with a gal who was... I got a message for you.
Yeah, well, what is it?
Your paper's been phoning you for the last 3 hours.
Oh, what's the message?
You're supposed to... wait a minute, here it is. Go to Valentine Woods and... Shorty,
yeah.
This gal in my
dream,
she was...
Oh, never mind. Give me the rest of the message, will you?
At the crossroad out on Route 11A, there's a general store.
Yeah.
They report to somebody named Vogel there, and he'll tell you what to do. Hey, what do you suppose a dream like that means?
Oh, forget the dream. Well, yeah, look. They must have told you something more about the message. What was it? What's it about?
Well, the police got Al Benson cornered out there somewhere in the brush.
Al Benson, the cop killer?
Yeah, that's the one.
Holy cow!
Say, now that dream, Shorty...
never mind about the dream. Do me a favor. Call Penner 3791. Write it down, 3791. Keep ringing. A girl is going to answer. Give her this message. Tell her to dress, grab her camera, get in the car, and meet me at 4th and Walker. 4th and Walker, you got that in 10 minutes.
Got it? Got it.
Tell her I'm on my way.
Sure, Vogel gave you the right direction, Shorty. I think we're lost.
Instead of staying on this dirt road till we reach a small bridge, on the other side we see a patrol car.
Hey, the fog is so thick, I can't even see the road, let alone something on it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to get some great shots in this fog in the middle of the night. You know that, don't you? Just great.
Oh, it'll clear by sunup.
Not with my luck.
Oh, there, head. There's the bridge now.
Huh?
Here's the patrol car pulling.
Agent Covert, Murphy. Okay, who are you?
My name's Bell. I'm from the news. Want me to show you my press card?
Take it out slow, friend.
Yeah, sure. There.
Okay. They're okay, Murphy. Who's she?
My photographer. She's with me. Vogel said you'd explain the setup to me.
Come on over to our car. Take a look at the map.
Right.
We're from the sheriff's office.
Yeah.
I'm McCall. This is Murphy, my partner.
Hi.
Murphy, Bell News, and his photographer.
I see. This is Miss Lane.
Hello.
He's the one who deserves top billing, if you ask me.
Hey, give me a light on this, Murphy, will you? Okay, now follow my finger. Here's where we are now, you see?
Yeah.
Benson's around somewhere in this circle, and we've got it ringed all around.
Yeah.
We've been trying to flush him since near midnight. Sooner or later, he's going to make a break. He's still in there. Maybe along this road.
Fat chance along this back road. He'll head for the main highway.
Anyway, now you know as much about it as we do.
They asked him if they want to play a game.
Yeah, we've been playing ghosts.
Play
there
game.
There isn't much else to do out here.
What do you say? You want to play?
Sure.
No words, less than four letters and no proper name.
Sure, why not?
Good game. Girl. Come on, crawl in the back of the squad.
Okay.
Now, wait a second before we begin. Murphy and McCall, car 73 reporting. Car 73 reporting, nothing. Okay, I'll start.
X. X,
mm-hmm.
Y.
And L.
X, Y, L. I challenge you.
Morning. Sleeping? Sun's up. Fog's all gone.
I'm cold. Shorty, could you put your arm around me?
Sure. How's that? You will. Do you use perfume in your hair?
No.
Smells nice. Got a boyfriend back home?
Uh-uh. No.
Tell me, what was that joke that you said was so funny that you wouldn't tell me last night? Hey, honey, do you think you could spare a kiss? Just as a gesture. Just lift your head a little. Now say prunes. Like this.
Prunes. Prunes.
That was nice. Real nice, you know. Hey, Winnie, get down.
Murphy, you okay?
Yeah.
I got a good look at him, too. Extension, all right. You guys okay?
Yeah, we're all right.
Stay down on the floor. You'll be safe. Where is he, Murphy?
Behind that big tree. Go further left. That's it.
All right, Murph, you and me.
What's the difference?
Now, we better slide out on your side. I'll cover you from the back of the car. You start out from the hood.
Hold it a second, you two.
Oh, wait a minute. Don't.
Thanks.
They take your pictures later. Here I go, Mac.
Okay, I'm ready.
Shorty, I'm going out. Now, wait a minute. Anything put in here?
Get back in this car.
Throw away the gun and come out with your hands up, Benson.
Winnie, will you get down, please?
Not on your life.
Stop.
Last chance, Benson. I want...
How about it, Murph?
He's down, but keep me covered.
Winnie, you all right?
I'm fine. I got the whole thing, Shorty. The whole thing.
Okay, Mac. We got him good.
Dead?
No. 76.
Hold it. Just like that.
Oh, lady, let up already. Help me get him in the car, Mac.
Yeah.
What's your first name, Murphy?
Patrick. What else would it be? Middle initial is X for Xavier. Get it straight for once, will you? Badge number 58629, years in the sheriff's office.
All right, check. McCall?
Herbert J. J for Jacob, 3375, 4 years in the sheriff's office. Open the door for us, will you, Bell?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, careful with his leg, Murphy.
Hey, this guy's really sharp.
There. Huh? That does it.
Nailed it.
Got everything you want, Bell?
Yeah, I have it.
How about you, lady?
Give me a final shot.
Sure.
Oh, don't be a lens louse, Mac. This guy's bleeding. Too good a death for a cop killer. I want him to hang.
I'll put that in my story.
Do that, Bell. So long. Goodbye, lady.
Goodbye.
We got story and pictures exclusive so far, but that's not going to last. We better hurry. Come on, let's get in your car.
Shorty, my camera case near that bush over there. Will you get it for me?
Yeah, sure. Here, take my notes.
This bush here?
So long, Shorty. Hey,
Winnie, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
That's the newspaper gate, Shorty, remember? Have a nice walk.
Come in. Come all the way in, Mr. Bell. Where have you been, Mr. Bell?
It's this way, Chief.
We've put out 5 editions on the Benson capture already. Your version is a little late, but I'd be interested.
Chief,
anyway.
I walked back roads for 3 hours before I got a lift.
Didn't you have a car?
On the way out, I had, yes.
Yeah, well, what happened to it?
I was suckered, Chief. The girl went and took...
Girl? What girl?
Winnie Lane, she...
Where did she enter this?
I took her out there with me.
What?
Well, she's a photographer, and I thought maybe if I had a photographer, I could get the pictures of the whole
thing. And did you?
Yes, of the whole thing.
Excellent. Let me have them.
I don't think I can do that. You see,
Oh, don't be coy, Mr. Bell. Give them to me.
I don't have them.
You don't? Who does?
This one Elaine, she...
Yeah, but what's she doing with them?
She drove away with the films and my notes in the car. Left me stranded out there.
Played you for a knucklehead, eh? Mr. Bell, in our tight little organization, there is...
How about here? Right off the press, and what a layout they make for the front page.
Lane, you double-crossing, underhanded little cross...
Mr. Bell, I'll have no bickering between employees of the news.
Employee of the news?
Yes. Miss Lane brought her pictures to us, not to the Record. So I have persuaded her to join our staff. Takes rather a good shot, don't you think? Huh? Look at the paper, Mr. Bell, not at her.
Oh.
Like the lead story and the byline.
Police capture Al Benson in the... by Shorty Bell.
Yeah, we turned your notes over to rewrite. Well, have a nice vacation, Mr. Bell.
Vacation? Chief, look, I don't want a vacation now. Look, maybe Lane and I could have an assignment together.
Mr. Bell.
Huh?
I order you to take a vacation. You may not need one, but I most certainly do.
This is Mickey Rooney. Tonight, Shorty Bell goes on his vacation with the blessing of Editor Robard, who, as you know, has been played by that fine actor John Hoyt during the past many weeks, and with good wishes of our noted producer, Mr. Bill Robeson. But me, well, I'll be back with you again next week with a brand new show. Because, you know, I've always thought of myself as a very lucky kid. I was born lucky, I guess, because from the time I could say goodnight, Mom, I was traveling in vaudeville with my family. My lucky breaks came early in life and kept coming. So for a long time now, I've been hoping to find a way to give the breaks to other kids, to help bring young, new professional talent to the attention of both the public and the famous producers here in Hollywood. Beginning next week, and as they say over these same stations, in a program we've titled Hollywood Showcase, it'll be my pleasure and privilege each week to introduce four new personalities who are ready and ripe for their break in show business. A group of Hollywood producers from the movies, from the radio, and from famous nightclubs will be on hand to hear them right here in the studio and to decide how far along they are on that stairway to the stars. So try and be with us next week when we open our Hollywood Showcase. Good night, folks. Good night, Mom.
Mickey Rooney appears by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of Irving Berlin's Technicolor Easter Parade, starring Judy Garland and Fred Astaire. This is CBS, where 99 million people gather every week, the Columbia Broadcasting System.